on the Vermont Sports Network. From Learfield IMG College, this is the Catamount Insider, brought to you by Milton Cat. Get equipped, get to work now. From the handy Toyota broadcast booth, here's Michael Lear.
Week 3, Episode 3 of Catamount Insider. Thanks for joining us, everybody. It's Thursday, October 17th, 2019. We're going to have interviews, scores, previews around UVM athletics. You name it, we've got it here on Catamount Insider. I'm Michael Lear. I'm so happy to have you with us here on the podcast and on WVMT. We stream every Thursday night from 6 to 7 p.m. on WVMT. That's 96.3 or AM 620. As always, if you have any comments, questions, or people you think we should interview, you can tweet at UVM Athletics with the hashtag Catamount Insider, and we will check out your tweets each week, add them to the show. Today's show is a good one. It's going to be highlighted by men's hockey for the first two interviews. The hockey team is kicking off their regular season on Friday and Saturday on the road. So we're going to have the head coach, Kevin Seddon, to kick things off. And then volunteer assistant coach, Matt Anderson. And Matt tells some great stories about playing hockey at the professional level. He played in the NHL. He played in the KHL. He played in Sweden. He got a lot of great stories. So stay tuned for that. Then from there, we'll take a trip to Virtue Field, and men's soccer head coach Rob Dow will join the show, and a big wrap-up at the end with Sophia Smith from the swimming and diving team. A reminder that Catamount Insider is brought to you by Milton Cat. Get equipped and get to work, located on Cat Lane in Richmond. Let's do it. This is Catamount Insider.
Catamount Country! It's time to dance!
Markin for three. Got it!
From Shanahan again, she scores!
Ace Cowens, top right corner, with half a second to go, and the Cats win!
As we have every week so far, and we'll continue to do, we'll kick off the show with a look at the whole scope of campus athletics. Let's start with women's hockey. Women's hockey went big on Friday night at home. After ending in a tie with St. Lawrence on Thursday, they took it to the Saints with a 5-2 win. The women are now undefeated, 2-0-2 to start the year, and they beat St. Lawrence for the first time in program history. Field hockey battled to a 2-1 overtime winner on Friday at UMass Lowell. Catamount junior Bailey Matthews scored her third game-winning goal of the season off a penalty corner after time expired in that double overtime period to seal it. The Cats then dropped a game to Holy Cross and are 5-7 with five games to go on the season. Tuesday night men's soccer, they came up just short in a 1-0 loss in overtime to Colgate. But that was after a 4-0 pasting of Binghamton on Saturday. We'll talk to Rob Dow about that game, about the Dartmouth game, and an interesting little barbecue story that came out of the Binghamton game. Thursday night at 7, the women's soccer team plays at UMass Lowell. So if you're listening on WVMT, that gets started right after our show concludes. That's following a 1-0 win at UMBC. Right now they've got the reigning America East Defensive Player of the Week in goalkeeper Casey Lambertson between the pipes. That's a quick run-through of what's going down around UVM. Let's come right back with a talk with the head coach of the men's hockey team, Kevin Seddon. It's Catamount Insider from Learfield IMG College.
Morgan Stanley knows that building relationships begins with getting to know each and every client. Everyone has different goals, from planning for retirement to saving for a child's education. Morgan Stanley's financial advisors can create personal investment strategies to help meet your financial needs. For more information, call the Morgan Stanley Colchester office at 658-2424. That's 658-2424. Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC, member SIPC.
When it comes to floors, windows, and doors, you want the best in high-quality service and selection. You could roll the dice with one of the big box stores, but why leave anything to chance? The professionals at Able Paint, Glass, and Flooring have sold and installed miles of flooring and thousands of doors and windows in Vermont homes and businesses. Count on Able for expert advice, free estimates, and top-notch service from technicians who care. That's Able Paint, Glass, and Flooring. Pine Street, Burlington, ablevt.com.
Moving, remodeling, or just cleaning up? Make your project easy by renting a dumpster from Casella. Casella will help you estimate how much waste you have and recommend the best size dumpster for your job. And they will deliver it and remove it when you say so. It's that easy. It's all hauled away with no fuss and no worry. At home or at work, Casella will be there for you. To order your dumpster today, call 1-800-CASELLA or visit CasellaDumpster.com.
There's just something about Vermont. It's more than green mountains and maple syrup. It's about the people. It's what makes us strong. No other company has symbolized Vermont's strength and independence more than Vermont Mutual. The only place to purchase Vermont Mutual policies is through local independent insurance agents. Vermont Mutual is the oldest insurance company in our state and also one of the highest rated in the nation. For your home, auto, and business insurance, visit Vermont Mutual online to find a local agent near you.
Poor Flemmy. Everywhere he goes, he just wants to be friends. Unfortunately, he's the flu monster. And that means flu germs everywhere. And that's scary and gross. Good thing Kinney Drugs pharmacists are ready with this year's flu shot.
Ah!
Kinney now has needle-free flu shots.
Yay!
Awesome. The flu monster is everywhere. Better get your flu shot at Kinney Drugs. No appointment needed. Most insurance accepted for ages 2 and up in New York, 18 and up in Vermont. KinneyDrugs.com.
You want a Toyota? We got one for you. Andy Toyota in St. Albans. From Tacoma to Tundra to Ravin Highlander and everything in between, our deals are mean. Northern New York or Vermont will deliver anywhere you want at no cost to you. Give us a shot. Our deals are hot. Andy Toyota, I-D-9, exit 20, St. Albans. Short on time? Shop online at handycars.com.
Clausen's Florist and Greenhouse, the area's largest selection of tropical foliage and flowering houseplants. Clausen's is not your average garden center. Clausen's is a must-see with beautiful arrangements and seasonal and house plants, fresh-cut flowers and accessories. Our knowledgeable staff can help guide you to finding just the right plant or accessory for your garden and or home. With seasonal changes, we assure that there is always something exciting waiting for you to discover at Clausen's Florist and Greenhouse.
D Physical Therapy has been serving the greater Burlington area for over 30 years. With three convenient locations in South Burlington, Shelburne, and Hinesburg, we accept all insurances. Treating athletes, the injured worker, the student athlete, mom and dad, grandma and grandpa. We're here to help you feel good and get back in the game. Visit us on the web at dept.com to learn more. That's DEEPT.com.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter.
Welcome back to Catamount Insider. It's presented by Milton Cat. Get equipped and get to work, located on Cat Lane in Richmond. We're here with the head coach of the men's hockey team, Kevin Sneddon. And in a little bit, we'll be joined by his volunteer assistant, Matt Anderson. So back-to-back hockey coaches. Coach, welcome to week two, second time we've been together? Oh, no, now the third, yeah.
Yeah, it's technically our third.
Losing track already. But week two of the season, really, for you. Sure. Week one of the regular season. How's this week been, finally having a game week that's going to count in the standings on Friday?
Yeah, well, I have to go back and give our guys a lot of credit to the previous week where we didn't really have to prepare for an opponent. I thought our guys took full advantage of the week, and you know, I certainly praise them for that. I think we're pretty good in terms of going hard certain days, toning it back down to do some skill work, giving them a day off where they could go do something as a team. And then on the weekend we had some fun. You know, we had an alumni scrimmage. It was great to see some of our local alums.
Who was the all-star? Was there an all-star alum?
Jeff Hill.
Really?
Jeff Hill was clearly the MVP.
A wall? Just couldn't get anything past him?
He made some unbelievable saves. And
was it Steph at the other end? Or who was the?
No, Steph was a coach.
Okay.
We had Christian Soucy at the other end.
Nice.
So he was pretty good, too.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we had a lot of fun. And just seeing our guys intermingle with the alums after the game, you know, having some lunch together. And just, it's a brotherhood that we've tried to maintain throughout the years, and to see just the number of different eras come together and tell stories, and So it was just, it was a really special time. And then it gives our guys an appreciation that they have a whole group of alumni, not only locally, but all over across the country that really do cheer for them and care for them as a family. And then the next day we donated some time to have a clinic with Baja Youth Hockey and raised, I think, close to $1,500 for the American Red Cross Hurricane Dorian Relief Fund. So that was, you know, just an example of our guys giving back to the community and being selfless. And so kind of get through that week and say, you know, that was a pretty effective week of,
for
know,
a lot of reasons.
Building the team, you know, doing video, doing individual skills, group skills. We accomplished a lot. And then, you know, obviously this week has been a regular game week, and our guys are itching to play. You know, we're getting healthy, knock on wood. Derek Lodemeyer back in the lineup, having our captain on the bench is going to be huge. You know, we will have Carter Long back on the blue line, which his big physical presence will be important against both Clarkson and St. Lawrence. As well as William LeMay, one of our freshmen who we feel really, really good that he's going to have a lot of positive contributions for us. So getting three additional bodies back in the lineup certainly has been helpful. And again, we just worked on pretty much everything over this two-week period, and just looking forward to seeing how it plays out on Friday night.
What's a typical game week like for you guys? Does it start Sunday or Monday? What is it like leading up to, you know, that routine of a game week?
Yeah, so we have to take one day off. Sunday's our day off, unless we play a game on a Sunday, which we do a week from this weekend. We would take the Monday off. But giving the student-athletes one day off is mandatory and certainly advisable.
Yeah.
They do a lot of work. And, you know, Monday's kind of our hard day. You know, we practice and they go up for a pretty hard strength session with our athletic performance coaches. Tuesday, we kind of gear it down a little bit, get into some power play and skill work, and then ramp it back up on Wednesday with more game preparation, penalty kill, face-off strategies, things that Clarkson does that we need to be aware of, and just kind of start to fine-tune the game plan. And then Thursday is typically a short practice, especially on a travel day, but it'll be running through face-off plays, special teams, and again, just any last-minute things we think we need to go over to get ready for the game on Friday.
So now this week's a little bit unique in the fact that it's two different opponents, and right. We actually have that a couple times throughout the year. What do you focus on throughout the week? Do you go into just Clarkson on Friday, or do you split it up?
No, I choose to just focus on our next opponent. I think it confuses guys when you start talking about different things that you have to do, you know, throughout the week for one opponent over the next. I coached in this league and had this situation every weekend, and it is a little different, but it'll be the same for the teams we're playing. So St. Lawrence will be dealing with Providence while we deal with Clarkson, then we flip opponents. So it's a short turnaround time, but we have everything planned. We just haven't shared it with the team. So all our video will be prepared for Saturday morning, and you know, our strategy will be in place. It's just a matter of getting those points across to the team as effectively as we can.
We're here with Coach Sneddon ahead of the regular season opener on Friday night on Catamount Insider. So since you're going one opponent at a time, I'll go one opponent at a time as well. What is Clarkson going to throw at you guys this week that's going to challenge you?
Well, they're going to play with a lot of confidence going on the road and taking three out of four against Michigan. Is a good start for Clarkson, obviously a top 10 team. They lost a couple key players, their goaltender and one of their top forwards last year, but I think they have a lot of good returners. They are just very structured. They're big, they're strong, they're fast. You know, they do everything pretty well. You know, watching them, I wouldn't say there's a weakness. They have they lose a goaltender, but they bring in a Mike Richter Award finalist as a transfer. You know, he's an excellent goaltender, looked really good against Michigan. So they don't really skip a beat there. It's not like they have a young freshman that's never seen a game. This guy can play. And then, you know, I would just say I was impressed with their special teams. Nothing fancy, but just effective. Strong over pucks would be probably the biggest thing I would say about Clarkson, is they're physically strong, not only defensively, but offensively. It's hard to get that puck back from them. So we have to match that level of battle. and compete, and I think our guys are ready for that.
Is there any one thing that you guys can do on Friday that you're focusing on, or anything that you think this team can really hone in on?
I think, you know, for us it all really does come down to the offensive zone. I mean, certainly we expect good team defense. We've got a great goaltender in Steph Lekas, who will start Friday night. For us, it's what are the decisions we make in the offensive zone. If we don't keep the puck moving, keep our feet moving, we allow them to bring numbers to the puck, and they're very, very strong and can end up ending plays fast. So we've got to do a good job of understanding our release points, and then kind of a shooter's mentality, try to create some chaos offensively so that we can free up from their coverage. And making sure that if we don't have a play, that we're not forcing things to feed their transition. They're a good transition team. So just being patient offensively, trying to play in their zone as much as possible to take away energy going the other way.
Wrapping up here with Coach Sneddon on Catamount Insider. Coach, now switching away from this weekend and back to just internal with your coaching staff. Coming up next, we're going to have an interview with your volunteer assistant, Matt Anderson, and now had a couple weeks to really have him as a part of the staff. What are your first impressions of him as a coach?
Well, I think he's extremely knowledgeable about the game. Obviously, he's had a great career. I think he made his career, you know, he was obviously a very good player at UMass, but I think he exceeded expectations as he went on to play pro hockey. I think a lot of it was just how well he understands the game and what it takes to be a good player at any level. And he's able to really has done a nice job communicating that with our players in a different way, right? He's a guy who just finished playing the game, and our guys immediately respect that, hey, he's just finishing playing, and he's played at almost every level. Great guy, great demeanor, and, you know, he's just, you know, he's coaching another team. He's coaching a youth hockey
a little busy
team.
Guy, big busy
he's
guy.
He's extremely busy right now, but he has put in a ton of time right now working with our injured players, trying to get them back and ready, both skill-wise but also conditioning-wise. We've kind of given him that task, and he's been a huge help from that standpoint.
And with your guys who they're committed to college hockey right now, but a lot of them have hopes to play professionally.
Yeah.
What is it like to have a guy who's played at the highest level of pro hockey around?
I think it's great. You know, for them to just tell stories, for them to ask questions about what it's like, and you know, and I think it's a great message that he has for the guys is just don't forget about the time you have here. You know, that this is the best time of your life from a hockey standpoint. Pro hockey becomes a job, and it's extremely difficult. Enjoy every moment you have in college hockey because it goes by fast. And for him to be able to say that, having just come from pro hockey, I think is a great message for our team.
All right, Coach, thanks so much. We'll see you this weekend.
All right, thanks, Michael.
Catamount Insider continues with volunteer assistant Matt Anderson. After this, it's from Learfield, IMG College.
Tough, powerful, versatile. It's a cat. Equipment you want, features you need, support you can trust. Now you can get a cat. Because for a limited time, Milton Cat is offering 0% financing for 60 months on most machines. Now you can at Milton Cat.
And now a message from Steve Gentile.
Life is filled with uncertainties. Your career, your health, your family situation, they're all subject to change. So how can you plan for your future when you don't know what it'll hold? Hi, I'm Steve Gentile, and I can help. I will work with you to create a wealth plan and help you manage your investments through all the changes. So give me a call at 652-6007. Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
Hey, hockey fans, it's Matt from Zero Gravity Craft Brewery. There's one thing I've learned through my love of playing and watching sports. It's that win or lose, I always enjoy myself. But we all know that winning is a whole lot more fun than losing. I think the same can be said about beer. Drinking beer is usually fun, but drinking really good beer is a whole lot more fun. Just like winning. You follow? Give Zero Gravity a try, and let's keep winning together. Cheers from Zero Gravity. And remember, please enjoy responsibly. Go Cats.
When it comes to any flooring project, Able Paint, Glass, and Flooring has you covered with quality products including ProGen Luxury Vinyl Tile from Tarkett. ProGen is fully warranted and 100% waterproof. It won't warp with exposure to cold or sunlight, so it's perfect for three-season sunrooms, camps, and basements. We offer professional installation services, and customer satisfaction is our number one priority. Talk with the experts at Able Paint, Glass, and Flooring. Pine Street, Burlington, ablevt.com.
Burlington Country Club, one of the top golfing experiences in Vermont, with pristine fairways, immaculate greens, and ideal golfing conditions. Whether it's special golfing memories, lifelong friendships, relaxation, or cuisine for any occasion, there's something for everyone both on and off the course. World-class golf and lasting relationships. That's what awaits you at BCC.
Natural casings, of course, is our big seller, and then we have in the skinless variety, we have the all beef and the all meat.
Bill McKenzie talks about that staple of summer, McKenzie hot dogs.
We haven't changed ingredient-wise or the way that we make the hot dogs in all these years. The same fresh meats go into it. There's no fillers. Still using natural spices. Did the same way when old John McKenzie was around.
McKenzie hot dogs, available wherever fine meats are sold.
If you're going to have a hot dog, why not have a good one? And McKenzie's is a good one.
Kiss the Cook, Prohibition Pig and Positive Pie, Tom Girl Juice, Vermont Artisan Tea and Coffee, and Hender's Bake Shop, Pinkies on State and The Scuffer. A love of food and drink is something we all share in Vermont. And something all these great businesses share is a relationship with Northfield Savings Bank. And the relationships, well, they're as varied as the businesses themselves. For some, we help with business lending, delivering the speed and knowledge that comes with local decision-making. For others, it's our interest-earning deposit accounts that manage the day-to-day. And some businesses take full advantage of the convenience of our online banking. Bottom line, we are in the business of helping your business. So whatever your appetite is for business growth, we can help. Stop by a Northfield Savings Bank branch or give us a call. Maybe we can meet for coffee, or tea, or lunch, or a snack. Trust us, we know a few good spots. Northfield Savings Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Catamount Insider. It's presented by Milton Cat. Get equipped, get to work, located on Cat Lane in Richmond. Now joined by another piece of the Vermont men's hockey team, Matt Anderson, who's a volunteer assistant coach this year. Matt, thanks for making your UVM radio debut, I guess, right?
Yeah, you bet. It's been a pleasure so far.
I've imagined you've done a lot of interviews, but first UVM one. So let's start with, I feel like a lot of UVM people probably don't know you that well outside of the hockey world. So I guess I'll let you introduce yourself, tell us where you're from, and a little bit about playing hockey before you got to the pro level.
Sure. I grew up on Long Island. Played most of my youth hockey there. Spent a year in, southwestern Massachusetts playing junior hockey, northwestern Connecticut playing youth junior hockey, pardon me, for 1 year. And then made my way to UMass Amherst. Spent 5 years there. Had a couple injuries throughout my days there, so I redshirted a year, I keep moving up 91 and now 89. I keep moving north here.
All right, so now you finished your college career at UMass, but what was your favorite Hockey East memory? Do you have any memories that really stand out about playing in this conference?
Yeah, I think that I've had a few. Obviously playing in front of a full house at Mullen Center was very exciting, especially, having gone into UMass where they're, only drawing, 1,200 people my freshman year. So to leave there on such a positive high note, we're almost selling out every game and we're pretty close to it. It was so really exciting. But I guess for me, I broke my ankle at New Hampshire, my third year of college. And I had two surgeries on the ankle, and my first game back in New Hampshire, I was able to score an overtime goal.
A little revenge game, yeah, Matt Anderson revenge game.
Yeah, that felt pretty good. That was probably my highlight, a personal highlight. But any chance I got to play at the old Fleet Center, but now TD Bank or whatever it's called now, was obviously the highlight. For our team, to be playing in the championship, that's obviously the goal at the beginning of the year.
So I always think it's great when a coach has any level of professional experience, because a lot of these guys in the NCAA level want to make that transition. And then whether that's, you know, early in their career or once they graduate to go play anywhere, what was that transition like to you, for you to go from UMass to the pro level?
Well, I think I was lucky in a sense where because I had spent my 5 years at UMass and spent some time playing junior hockey before, when I left school, I was 23, 24, and so I was a little older going in, which I feel like, you know, was really good, you know, kind of feather in my cap at, you know, kind of turning pro at such an older age. I was entering into this whole, like I said earlier, it kind of entered into this whole new world of players, you know, and, you know, when you play college hockey, you know, you kind of, at least I was at the time, pretty narrow-minded, and, you know, just like that's kind of the world you live in, is just college hockey. And when you move on, you know, you realize there's players all over the world vying for opportunities and jobs, and it's a kind of different sort of mentality. I think, you know, turning pro was an awesome experience, and, you know, I mean, I think that my 5 years at school definitely prepared me for it.
We're here with Matt Anderson, assistant coach for the UVM men's hockey team. Played a bunch of pro hockey as well. So tons of guys play pro hockey. Very few get to touch that NHL level. What was that like for you for the short time you got to play in the big one?
It was an awesome experience. You know, I worked my way through the American League as, like I said, a defensive forward, and then getting the opportunity to play, you know, some power play on the offensive side of things. And got to the point where I was a regular in the American League, still trying to find an NHL contract. I was mostly on American League contracts. And once I was able to get the NHL contract, it was kind of like, wow, this may happen. And then, funny enough, I was actually in southern Vermont on a ski trip for All-Star break, in the American League All-Star break. And one thing led to another. My phone wasn't working.
Everybody's story is something like that. Expecting the call. Yeah. Phone's dead.
Yeah, and one of my friends was like, "Hey, Matt, why don't you put the phone on the Bose dock and just let it charge all day while we go skiing?" You know, like, yeah, sure. So I put the phone on. About 30 minutes later, the phone turns on, and there's a message there. And my friend says, "Hey, Matt, you got a message from Chris Lamarillo." I was like, "Hey, man. Yeah, great joke." You know, like, you know, because, yeah, obviously.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Working, you know? And then, yeah, sure thing. They were trying to reach me for, 12 hours. And then I didn't have cell phone service where we were either. So they actually, Lou Lamarillo called the ski house on the phone, the number of the landline, you know, at the ski house that I was at. And was like, "Hey, can you be in Boston, you know, by 2 o'clock or something?" I was like, "Call Lou."
Yes, sir, I can.
Yeah, I mean, it was a stretch. I mean, I was in, I had to go back to Albany to get my equipment and then get to Boston. There's no way I was going to make it for practice. So they're like, "All right, we'll call you back, I'll let you know." So then they said, "Okay, yeah, come tonight and, you know, you just take pregame skate tomorrow and we'll go from there." So, okay, so then, you know, it was a mad dash. I borrow a friend's car, drive back to Albany, and then, you know, make it to Boston. So obviously, yeah, I worked very hard just for the, you know, week or 10 days I was in the NHL for, and it was a great experience. And, you know, I always say, you know, if there was no one there waiting for me at the end of the game, you know, my parents and friends and my billet family, junior hockey, all these people that supported me, you know, along the way, you know, it really wouldn't mean anything. And so it was a group effort, and you know, really thankful for all the people that supported me to allow me to, you know, give me the chance to, you know, to have that week of my life.
And for Lamarillo to wait the 12 hours, not call somebody else, you know, to stick it out with you. That's always, you know, one of the best stories that you get from anybody who touched the NHL at all, just to hear that first story. So now, if a quick one, if there's any story that you can tell us from playing hockey overseas that is UVM podcast appropriate, as far as something cool that happened, like a little taste of overseas pro hockey.
So I would need like a translator to go to the bank in when I was playing in Russia. And so the equipment manager was the translator. He had worked at the Ritz-Carlton as a bellhop and had picked up some English while he was working there, and now is an equipment manager of the KHL team. So
Nessie's got to step it up, learn some different languages, yeah, for us.
So anyway, so this guy, he's helped me out, and I'm like, "Hey, I think you can help me at the bank today? He's like, yeah, sure. He's like, we'll get the owner's driver to take us to the bank, and you know, I'll translate for you when we go to the bank. So okay. So we get in the back of this van, and it's all like kind of souped up with this, the owner's driver's van, and it's like you get in the van, it's like a back of a limousine, you know? Okay. So we're driving in the car, and just making small talk. It's like all broken English and my broken Russian, and we're about 3/4 of the way there, and the equipment manager turns around to me and says, "Matt, how much money do you need?" And he pulls out a gun. As if we were going to try to, hold up the bank.
And there's still a language barrier here.
Yeah, so it was a pretty humbling moment. But, the KHL experience, I really enjoyed my time in Russia. I lived in Moscow for a year and lived out in kind of Siberia for a year. And then, like I said, the cherry on top for me was to play 4 years in Sweden. It's just a beautiful country, great culture. They love their hockey. And I got to see Northern Lights. I lived in a city about 100 miles from the Arctic Circle for a year. And just all these incredible experiences that I wouldn't trade for the world.
But you didn't rob a bank, right? That was all a joke?
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right, last question for you. Now, we've kind of gone through your whole hockey career, but you come here and now you're coaching at two different levels, the youth level and here for the University of Vermont. How does all of that experience translate into helping these young guys develop as players?
I try to, just be right now for me here, just being available for the guys on a little more personal level and, kind of sharing some of the experiences that I've had. I've seen a lot of hockey, played a lot of hockey, and, I think that, I've been in their seats not so long ago. So, I try to draw off my experiences and, like I said, what gave me most success. And, at the end of the day, for me as a coach, being persistent, determined, and knowing what you want, and giving your best, putting your best foot forward, giving yourself the best chance to succeed is probably the best message that I could send to any one of these players. I think that I'm an example of someone that was determined and, had the will to succeed. And, fortunately, I was given enough opportunity and took advantage of enough to, get to a high level. But I said, I think that's the best message that I can share with any hockey player is that, if you want it bad enough there, obviously there's a ceiling for everyone, but get the most out of yourself.
All right. Thanks so much. Enjoy the season, Matt. Appreciate your time.
Coming up next, we will hear from the head coach of the men's soccer team, Rob Dow. You're listening to Catamount Insider from Learfield IMG College.
Burlington Country Club, one of the top golfing experiences in Vermont, with pristine fairways, immaculate greens, and ideal golfing conditions. Whether it's special golfing memories, lifelong friendships, relaxation, or cuisine for any occasion, there's something for everyone both on and off the course. World-class golf and lasting relationships. That's what awaits you at BCC.
Life is filled with uncertainties. Your career, your health, your family situation, they're all subject to change. So how can you plan for your future when you don't know what it'll hold? Hi, I'm Steve Gentile, a financial advisor right here at Morgan Stanley's Colchester office. I'll work with you to create a wealth plan and manage your investments through all of the changes. To get started, give me a call at 652-6007 and start planning your future today. Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC, member SIPC.
Did you know that there's more than $94 million in unclaimed financial property in Vermont and that the Vermont State Treasurer's Office receives millions in new property each year? Some of it could be yours. There's no charge or commission to claim your money. So even if you've checked before, check again.
Hi, I'm State Treasurer Beth Pierce. Search for your name online at missingmoney.vermont.gov or give my office a call at 1-800-642-3191. It's your money. Claim it.
D Physical Therapy has been serving the greater Burlington area for over 30 years. With three convenient locations in South Burlington, Shelburne, and Hinesburg, we accept all insurances. Treating athletes, the injured worker, the student athlete, mom and dad, grandma and grandpa. We're here to help you feel good and get back in the game. Visit us on the web at dept.com to learn more. That's DEEPT.com.
Hi,
I'm Jeff Bushy, sales manager at the Best Western Plus, Windjammer Inn, Windjammer Restaurant, and Upper Deck Pub. I've been personally working with UVM Athletics for over 20 years, and I've seen some amazing games at the Gut. We wish Kevin Sneddon and the UVM Athletics the best this season. We're also proud to be a Victory Club sponsor for UVM Athletics and look forward to the continuing success of this program. And if you're at the game or plan to attend one in the future, I personally invite you to join us at the Upper Deck Pub. It's a great place to meet before or after the game. And keep us in mind when you have guests coming in from out of town. Go Cats, go!
Hi, this is Matt.
And John Erickson.
From Vermont Paint Company.
As your local family-owned Benjamin Moore dealer, we are proud to partner with UVM Athletics.
On staff, we have a UVM alum, a UVM junior, and parents of current UVM students. So when you purchase Benjamin Moore from Vermont Paint, you really are supporting local families.
Serving Catamount Country for more than 79 years, Vermont Paint is conveniently located in Williston and Burlington and online at vtpaint.com. Go Cats, go!
There's just something about Vermont. It's more than green mountains and maple syrup. It's about the people. It's what makes us strong. No other company has symbolized Vermont's strength and independence more than Vermont Mutual. The only place to purchase Vermont Mutual policies is through local independent insurance agents. Vermont Mutual is the oldest insurance company in our state and also one of the highest rated in the nation. For your home, auto, and business insurance, visit Vermont Mutual online to find a local agent near you.
Have you been thinking about electric car charging stations for your place of business? Cummings Electric can show you how to get up to 80% off the total cost of purchasing and installing an electric car charging station with a grant from the state of Vermont. Cummings Electric is your local authorized charge point dealer in Vermont. And now is the time to give Glenn a call and learn more about grant money currently available. Call Cummings Electric today at 802-658-1292 to learn more.
Welcome back to Catamount Insider. It's presented by Milton Cat. Get equipped and get to work, located on Cat Lane in Richmond. We are at Virtue Field right before men's soccer practice gets going here, and we're now joined by the head coach of the men's soccer team, Rob Dow. Thanks for taking some time, Coach.
Yeah, of course.
So what is your take overall on how this team has been and where this team is at right now?
We're pretty excited. You know, we've had some really good learning lessons from our losses and some of the tight matches. But this group has been really good about diagnosing, you know, some areas that we need to improve in and have been students of the game, but also always showing back up after, you know, some adversity, really hungry to get right.
And what has been the bright spots of this team? What do you think are your strengths through this first, now, I guess, what, two-thirds of the season?
Yeah, I think like when we talked at the beginning of the season, we said we were going to be relying on our defense to, you know, win some games early on because of the new attack, you know, personalities of Rasmus and Frosty and Hans and Evan Rulo going up top, Joey and Nagy in those positions. That's, you know, there's going to be growing pains. And we did have some growing pains, but, you know, you look at the statistics in the last matches, we've been, you know, frequently producing up top. So I guess that's been the biggest change, is that the team is really excited to see the tip of our formation, you know, being sharper and sharper.
But your defense has also been, you know, as good as you hoped it to be as well. What makes your back line so strong and led by the keeper?
You know, we've got a really experienced goalkeeper that's played in big games for this program, and it's exciting to see him in his senior year being a leader back there because it's been needed. We've made some shifts with Arnar going into the midfield out of the back and put a guy like Noah Egan, who's a freshman, and sophomore Garrett Lilly, who's new to our program, in that back line. So he's had a lot of responsibility to making sure that, you know, we're tight in our lines and, you know, we're stepping hard and winning balls from the back. So I'm impressed with youth and experience back there.
We're here with UVM men's soccer coach Rob Dow on Catamount Insider. And how do you think this team overall can get better in the next couple weeks?
You know, like last night we were presented with a new challenge in the match and how Colgate came out and played us, you know, having possession of the ball 65% of the game in their half, you know, and that's a new challenge to us. We're going to face new challenges, especially as the conference gets tighter and tighter, and how our leadership can step up and the younger guys can continue to rise and get better.
What is this part of the year like as far as, you know, it's going to get colder and, as you said, it's going to get tighter and tighter come
the fight for one of those playoff spots. What is this next couple weeks traditionally like?
Well, we're excited here, you know, because the last 2 weeks we've had a midweek game. So these next two conference games, we're going to really have opportunity to train and a little bit more of a game preparation. So we expect from our in-house for us to be, you know, have an excellent game plan. But also, you know, you look at our opponents, Hartford, you know, in a position last season where they didn't make playoffs. Now they're undefeated in conference. We got them on the road, and I'm expecting tougher and tougher matches.
So a couple of moments in the last couple of weeks that were exciting for your team. And let's start with that Dartmouth game. I saw in an interview with Jack Cordy after the game, you said that you looked at one of your captains and said, this is exactly what we needed. What did you guys mean by that in that moment in the massive road win?
Yeah, I was speaking to Arnar. Arnar and I just, like, connected. Like, that's what we need, you know, like, get over the hump. I think there's, I don't know, from last season, we played Dartmouth, lost them in overtime by an own goal. We played UConn, we lost them in the last minute of the game. We're up twice in the match, you know, so, you know, Duke losing in overtime, like, can we beat a big opponent? And Dartmouth is definitely a big game, and for us to go there and the record they had on that field, that just builds an enormous amount of confidence in our group.
And then the Binghamton game right after that, you put up four goals and a clean sheet. I mean, was that a game that just everything worked, and you needed that as well to be like, yep, we can score a lot of goals and we can have a great defense all at once?
Yeah, look, Binghamton is always tough to play against, and one of our fifth-year seniors, Patrick McHugh, got up to present the scout. It's a bit of a routine for us that we introduce the scout of the opponent early in the week, and then the players are actually bring it back up to the team and present it the day of the game. So we give some ownership to the guys. So anyway, Pat McHugh stepped up and said, like, we all know who Binghamton is. We all know we got to be up for the fight. So let's go out and get it done. So there was a lot of ownership, but it just, guys knew what they were up against, and they stepped up and got in the ring and, you know, made a very decisive decision.
And it was decided. Very clear. We're here with Rob Dow, head coach of the men's soccer team. One moment from that game that I loved was, and I know that your coaching staff saw it, so you could tell me otherwise, but when the smoke started blowing in from Ray Rulo's barbecue, and I was talking to Mr. Rulo after the game, and he was like, yeah, well, we thought it'd be cool to, you know, cook some steaks and burgers for the guys after the game. Next thing you know, the whole field smells like a barbecue. Was that one of the weirder soccer moments you've had at Virtue Field?
I was starving all game long. It's like, why am I so hungry that I keep looking over to the left? And man, that parental group has been great to our team, and they even showed up last night on a midweek game, and we had that thing fired up again. So I'm gonna have to grab a burger after the game.
Yeah, for sure. And it was so smoky late in that game, you know, it was hard not to talk about it. Just a couple more questions for you. Really a one two-part question. The first is, why did you choose to become a coach? Why do you want to coach? And the other one is, why soccer? Why is this sport the one that you've been a part of your whole life?
Other than soccer, I don't know much, you know, much else in life. You know, I guess I'm learning how to be a parent and a husband, but soccer is my life, and I always knew, like, a sport is something I wanted to invest in as a career when I was a young kid. So the pathway became soccer, you know, but I think what's coaching really connect to it is are the people. You know, like, and I bring this up to a lot of examples, but when we, against Albany, we brought in the 1989 class, and that group, man, they have unreal stories about their experience at UVM. And you know what? There was probably 100 stories that were told that weekend for alumni weekend, but you know, like 50% of them, maybe even like 70% of them were about life. We're about their connections to their teammates. It wasn't actually about, like, them going to playing Rutgers and making an Elite Eight. It was about the time they had together, you know, and that's what I really connect with. And I'm blessed every time I get the opportunity to connect to alums from 89, 2016, you know, 1982. It really makes this experience really fulfilling.
And now you're trying to basically create those stories and create that among your team. What's that like every day?
You know, like, it's, I would say that's the hardest and, again, most rewarding part of the job. because lessons come in good and bad ways. You know, like we're sitting there in the locker room today and really being humble about, you know, like, because I thought we dominated the match and created enough scoring chances to win the game, but why did we not win the game? And that's hard to look at, but everyone take a really good responsibility for what happened. And, you know, but at the same time, it's like you go to Dartmouth and you win on their field and we're celebrating, you know, it's this like roller coaster, ups and downs, peaks and valleys. And I think that just gets everyone out of bed in the morning.
Thanks so much, Coach, for your time, and enjoy the rest of the year here.
Thanks, son.
On the final segment coming up on Catamount Insider, we will hear from Sophia Smith of the swimming and diving team. That's all from Catamount Insider from Learfield IMG College.
Morgan Stanley Wealth Management values long-term relationships with its clients. Built on servicing clients well, relationships spanning decades. Your local Morgan Stanley Wealth Management office knows that building relationships begins with getting to know each of our clients. That's because each investor has different goals. For more information, call 658-2424. Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
Hey, hockey fans, it's Matt from Zero Gravity Craft Brewery. There's one thing I've learned through my love of playing and watching sports. It's that win or lose, I always enjoy myself. But we all know that winning is a whole lot more fun than losing. I think the same can be said about beer. Drinking beer is usually fun, but drinking really good beer is a whole lot more fun. Just like winning. You follow? Give Zero Gravity a try, and let's keep winning together. Cheers from Zero Gravity. And remember, please enjoy responsibly. Go Cats.
Did you see that? The price on the pump just rolled back 6 cents.
Of course it did. I used my Irving Rewards card. Now I pay and save 6 cents on every gallon, all in one swipe because I linked my card to Irving Debit Pay.
One card and one swipe? That's easy.
And it's on top of the other ways I can earn rewards, like at the pump, in the store, and at home with Irving Energy. The savings really add up.
It's easy to save with Irving Rewards. To learn more, visit theirving.com/rewards. Terms and conditions apply. Participating locations only.
Gill Tavern, Williston Road, South Burlington. The Farmhouse Group's Tavern and Steakhouse featuring wood-grilled burgers, Vermont steaks, seafood, and more. Recipient of the Wine Spectator Award of Excellence and offering Vermont beers and signature craft cocktails. Join us at the bar for dinner and drinks before the game. Serving dinner nightly, located just minutes from UVM athletic facilities. Find out more at gilltavern.com.
Natural Casings, of course, is our big seller, and then we have in the skinless variety, we have the all beef and the all meat.
Bill McKenzie talks about that staple of summer, McKenzie hot dogs.
We haven't changed ingredient-wise or the way that we make the hot dogs in all these years. The same fresh meats go into it. There's no fillers. Still using natural spices. Did the same way when old John McKenzie was around.
McKenzie hot dogs, available wherever fine meats are sold.
If you're going to have a hot dog, why not have a good one? And McKenzie's is a good one.
Brickliners Custom Masonry and Chimney Services knows that safety comes first. But striving to offer professional service, taking better care of their customers, and going above and beyond the call of duty with every job comes in at a close second. Call Brickliners Custom Masonry and Chimney Services, 872-0123. That's 872-0123. Brickliners, the ones to trust when safety is a must. Call 872-0123.
Kiss the Cook, Prohibition Pig and Positive Pie, Tom Girl Juice, Vermont Artisan Tea and Coffee and Hender's Bake Shop, Pinkies on State and The Scuffer. A love of food and drink is something we all share in Vermont. And something all these great businesses share is a relationship with Northfield Savings Bank. And the relationships, well, they're as varied as the businesses themselves. For some, we help with business lending, delivering the speed and knowledge that comes with local decision-making. For others, it's our interest-earning deposit accounts that manage the day-to-day. And some businesses take full advantage of the convenience of our online banking. Bottom line, we are in the business of helping your business. So whatever your appetite is for business growth, we can help. Stop by a Northfield Savings Bank branch or give us a call. Maybe we can meet for coffee or tea or lunch or a snack. Trust us, we know a few good spots. Northfield Savings Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or L Directors Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Welcome to Forbush Natatorium for Chat with the Cats. It's presented by Milton Cat. Get equipped and get to work, located on Cat Lane in Richmond. We are here with our first representative from swimming and diving. It's Sophia Smith, a senior on the swimming and diving team. So thanks so much for joining Chat with the Cats for the first time.
Ooh, I'm so excited to be here.
So what makes someone want to swim competitively? When you were a kid, what made you want to compete in swimming?
Well, looking back now, I'm like, wow, I was silly. This sport, you wake up at like 5:30 every morning, two practices a day, but I couldn't love a sport more. I was always a fish growing up. One of those kids you'd have to drag out of the pool as it was closing. Always in a bathing suit. My mom would just spray me off after dinner in a bathing suit. So like, I live in the suit still to this day. And I don't know what would make somebody want to choose swimming besides being part fish.
Is it all pool, or is it pools, lakes, oceans, no matter what, any body of water you're in?
Anything. I'm drawn to the water. Like even midwinter, I'm just like thinking about jumping in the lake.
So when you realized you could swim in college, what made you choose to come here to Vermont?
So I'd been swimming club for a little while, probably since I was 12, and then it really wasn't ever my dream to swim D1, and after looking at some schools and coming to UVM and meeting the girls, I was like, wow, this is something I really want to do. It's definitely like a huge time commitment, but I wouldn't wish to do anything else with my time.
Do you have a favorite memory from swimming over the last 4 years here?
Yes, this is actually a crazy story, but my freshman year.
Let's go. Love a crazy story. Here we go.
My freshman year, a squirrel actually came on the pool deck and ran into the locker room, and coach had to come in with a net to try to grab it in the locker room, and everyone ran out screaming, and then it started to jump on us onto the blocks, and it was before this big day we were all supposed to be racing, and like, it was a big testing day, and
we're all
nervous.
Focused.
Yeah, it was crazy. And the pool, the squirrel actually ended up in the pool, and we got it out and just like got it out of the pool area, shut the doors. No idea what happened after that. But since then, it's just like I'll never forget it.
That's the story. It's like everyone remember the squirrel moment. So you're one of the only people on this team that now has that memory, right?
Exactly.
Freshman
yes.
year.
Yes, and we named the squirrel Frankie D after our pool, and so Frankie D lives on as a legend. Yeah,
Frankie
yeah.
D the squirrel. That's yes. probably one of the better Catamount memories,
right?
Here.
Oh, it definitely
awesome.
Is. It definitely is.
All right, now random chats with the chat with the cats questions.
Oh, awesome.
I preface so you know them a little bit. So you
cool.
got to think for
yes,
a second.
Yes, I know. It's a little tricky.
If you could only eat at one place in Burlington for the rest of your life, where would you eat?
I went to the Great Northerner recently.
Oh, and next to Zero Gravity, that place?
Yes, a fan favorite of mine. Kind of like expensive, so you got to bring your parents if you go, but it's so good.
Wow, all right.
Definitely
that's
a foodie.
So
yeah.
you're going with the fancy. I like
yes,
that.
Yes, going with the fancy.
That's a smart play. Who's your biggest fan?
I'm trying to think. Well, I've met, like, ever since being here, I've stayed all the summers, and I've met some Vermont fans. A lot of the swimmers, that the master swimmers that are here in the mornings, I got to know over the summer. So I definitely have some more Vermont fans when my parents can't make it, but my family and my friends, biggest fans, yeah.
If you could pick someone famous to be best friends with, that you've been best friends with your entire life, who would it be?
Ooh, that is hard. I don't know. I'd say I'm a big Lady Gaga fan, so
ooh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can you sing?
No. Definitely
not at all.
Not. Definitely
so she
not.
Would,
she I like would, to belt it out sometimes.
Would you like
you.
Play Lady Gaga in the car with Lady Gaga and get
I
that going?
I think she'd have to just go for herself. Like, you wouldn't even need to play her live action. Yeah.
We're here with Sophia Smith, senior on the swimming and diving team in Chat with the Cats, presented by Milton Cat. Get equipped, get to work. It's located on Cat Lane in Richmond. Next Chat with the Cats question. If you could be any cartoon character, who would you be and why?
Ooh, that's hard. I think I would be... Timmy Turner from the Fairly Odd Parents.
That was my answer the first time I got this question.
Okay.
Why would you be Timmy Turner?
Yeah, because he has godparents.
Yeah, right?
He's living the dream. Yeah.
You get anything you want all the time.
Anything you want.
Okay, that's funny. That's exactly my answer.
That's so great.
If you could be at any sporting event in history, what sporting event would you pick?
This is a hard one, too. I'd say the 2016 Olympic Games. The swimming was, like, super awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I just want to, like, see. I love watching the Olympics every year. I'm really excited for it this summer.
Do you have a favorite Olympic athlete?
I'm really excited to see Katie Ledecky swim. She's been, like, a powerhouse. And I'm just, like, I don't know. I love seeing her swim as a distance swimmer.
Yeah, I think she was an easy one for everyone just to immediately love.
Oh,
right?
Totally. Yeah, yeah. A fan favorite.
If you were stranded on an island and you got three wishes, you can't leave the island, but you can bring anything there. You can have whatever you need to survive. What are your three wishes?
Ooh. So I could have any of my friends there?
If you want to drag them to the island, yeah. You got to bring the whole team out.
Yeah. I think I'd bring my whole squad out there. We have so much fun on this team.
Like, so much water, too.
Yeah, I honestly think we'd have a great time. I think I'd bring the team. I'd bring unlimited amounts of snacks and chocolate milk.
Okay, yeah. So snacks, chocolate milk, and the whole team.
And we couldn't have a better time. Yeah.
Awesome. Yes. Love that. All right, last one for you. If you could make something an NCAA sport, what would you dominate?
I know this question. Very easy. So I'm a badminton expert. I don't know if anyone knows this.
Did not know that.
Yes, but
that's not in the game notes.
No, it's not in the game notes. You should add that.
Yeah.
But backyard badminton gets me going.
Where did it come in? Where did you learn it? When did you get good at it?
We bought some thing from, I don't know, we just bought a set one time, one summer, and I just never stopped playing. In my bathing suit, of course. Yes.
So when you had to get out of the pool for those 30 minutes at a time, you just go play badminton.
Exactly. You have it perfectly spot on.
That's a great plan.
Yes.
So what is this last, I guess now 6 months of your college career going to be like for you? What are you most excited about with the end of it?
Yeah, well, I'm so excited to be on this team right now. We're doing an amazing job of supporting one another every day. Coming on the pool deck has been just a great experience. I come sometimes stressed out from classes, and I always leave in a better mood. So I'm really just trying to take on these last couple months here and put in a good practice every day. Coach Brian and Coach have said every day should, you want to work to have every day good and have great days instead of some inconsistently amazing days and mixed in with just okay days. So I've been trying to just put in every day a really solid workout, and having my teammates there to support me has made that really easy.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for doing Chat with the Cats. Think
of course.
Well.
It's been great chatting with everyone.
Looking forward this weekend, there's only one game on campus on Friday, a 6 p.m. start for women's ice hockey against New Hampshire. That is a massive game for them. They also have a home game on Sunday at 2 p.m., so come on down to the Gut and watch the Cats as they try to stay undefeated under Jim Plumer. Cross Country hosts their home meet this weekend in St. Albans. That starts at 1 o'clock on Saturday. Finally, the last home event is a women's soccer game on Sunday. They host Stony Brook as they try to make a late push for the playoffs. That's a 1 p.m. start at Virtue Field. On the road, men's hockey heads to Clarkson and St. Lawrence to kick off their regular season. Men's soccer goes to Hartford, and swimming and diving heads to the pools at UMass. Thanks so much for listening to Episode 3 of Catamount Insider. As always, if you have anything you want to add to the show, you can tweet the hashtag CatamountInsider to UVM Athletics. We'll get your voice heard. We'll make sure whatever you want this show to be, we can make it as it grows and grows over the next couple weeks. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Michael Lear, saying so long from Catamount Country. Big thanks, as always, to our sponsor at Milton Cat. It's Milton Cat. Get a quick in Richmond. Episode 2, Catamount Insider, and it's always from Learfield, IMG College.
On the Vermont Sports Network, from Learfield, IMG College, this has been the Catamount Insider, brought to you by Milton Cat. Get equipped and get to work. The preceding has been a Learfield, IMG College presentation of the Vermont Sports Network.